بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
One day, the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, was informed that 12,000 soldiers had gathered together in a place outside Medina to kill the Prophet and the Muslims. After receiving the news, the Prophet sent a large group of soldiers from his followers and companions to stop the enemy, but they returned unsuccessful. Some have said the Holy Prophet sent another group of soldiers to stop the enemy, but they also came back with an unsuccessful victory. Finally, the Prophet sent Imam Ali with a group of soldiers. Once they reached the enemy, Imam Ali alayhi salam offered the enemy to follow the religion of Islam, but they did not accept and insisted on killing the Muslims. They told Imam Ali and his soldiers to prepare for a battle the next day. The next day, Imam Ali alayhi salam and his soldiers attacked the enemy in the early hours of dawn, when it was still dark, and won an easy victory. Most of the enemy was killed, and those that remained were put in chains. After the victory, before the Muslims reached Medina, Allah revealed to the Prophet, peace be upon him, Surah Al-Adiyat. The surah starts off with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wal Adiyati Dhabaha. I swear by the charging, panting horses. Allah starts this surah with an oath to show the glory of this event taking place. And when Allah swears by an oath, it is something serious and of great importance. This event is so glorious that Allah even swears by the horses. The scene starts with the horses of Imam Ali alayhi salam and his followers charging so fast towards the enemy that they could hear the horses panting, breathing heavily. Some have said that it could have been camels charging and panting. The next verse says, فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدَّحَا, striking sparks of fire with their hooves. These horses were running so fast that sparks were coming from their hooves, which can be seen brighter at night. It is said that the hooves were striking against rocks or some material that caused it to spark. The next verse says, فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبَحَا, charging, ambushing at dawn. The Muslims quickly ambushed the enemy in the early morning. The next verse says, فَأَثَرْنَا بِهِ نَقْعَا, raising clouds of dust. The ambush was so quick and intense that the area was filled with dust and the enemy could not see what was happening. The next verse says, فَوَسَطْنَا بِهِ جَمْعَا, penetrating through the middle of the enemy. The attack was so quick that within a few moments, the Muslims ambushed into the heart of the enemy and caused them the most damage, winning an easy victory. Those that remained alive were all chained up and taken as captives. These oaths by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were made in praise and glory to the defenders of Islam and their horses. Even the breaths of the horses, to the striking fire from their hooves, to the swift attack, to the dust in the air and the attack to win a clear victory. Why is Allah mentioning these oaths? The next few verses will explain. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٍ. Indeed, the human being is extremely ungrateful to his nurturer. We are in complete need of our nurturer, who grants us countless blessings at every moment in life. However, we do not see many of these blessings and become extremely ungrateful due to our desires and material pleasures. Allah sent a pure prophet to guide us, but many of us turned our backs on him and even tortured and oppressed him and his followers. This is exactly what the enemy did. They wanted to kill the Holy Prophet and his followers. They denied the divine guidance and teachings of the Prophet, submitting themselves to evil desires while being extremely ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given the human the intellect and many other favors, and out of these favors, we can use whatever is on the earth for our benefit, including such horses. But what the enemy did was use these blessings in the wrong way and tried to kill the greatest blessing, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. The next verse says, وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ, and he is surely a witness to that. We truly know when we are ungrateful through our actions. A person could conceal their inner character from others, but they would not be able to hide it from Allah and their own conscience. The next verse says, وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. And indeed, he has intense love for wealth. The word khair is not only used as the meaning of goodness. In this meaning, it refers to wealth. Yes, having wealth is good and can be used in a good way. However, the ungrateful person changes its real goal and uses it for bad things and a way of self-interest. And this is the reason why Allah says the human is extremely ungrateful, because of their intense love of wealth. The next verse says, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ. Does he not know that when those in the graves will be raised? One day, we will be resurrected. But the ungrateful person doesn't contemplate on their life or think about the grave because they are so attached to material gains. The next verse says, وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. And whatever is hidden in the hearts will become known. When we are resurrected, your intentions, thoughts, secrets, and motives behind your acts of deeds that are hidden in the hearts will be exposed. Did I pray to show off? What was my intention for paying charity? And so on. The next verse says, إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ. Indeed, on that day, they will know that their nurturer already had full knowledge of them. Nothing can be hidden from Allah, not your secrets, not your intentions, nothing. You will realize that Allah already had full knowledge of your good deeds and bad deeds. This ungratefulness and these evil deeds became a habit and we ignored them, but it will become clear for you of what you have done on that day. What we can learn from this surah is that it teaches us the dreadful consequences of a person's ungratefulness. What leads a person to this ungratefulness is extreme love for wealth. They become so blind and attached to it that they forget the blessings Allah had provided them with and tend to forget they will be resurrected and asked about all these blessings. It could be said that Allah has given the example of these horses and how they are so grateful to their masters and obey them. They go to any extent to please their master, attacking the enemy regardless of weapons of their enemies, penetrating straight to the heart of them, risking their lives for the cause of Allah. Do we show a similar obedience to Allah, who sends blessings to us all the time? It should be noted that narrations show that there was a lot of animosity against Imam Ali alayhi salam from some envious people. Allah swears even by the horse's breath and the sparks from the hooves of the horses and the dust in the air that these Muslims are true believers and true fighters who fight for the cause of Allah. But out of envy and greed, his enemies are extremely ungrateful, and they are witnesses to that. Their envy, greed, animosity, and true intentions towards the Prophet, towards Imam Ali, towards the Muslims who fought along with the Imam, will become apparent to everyone once they are resurrected.